Embodying your most authentic expression is the most effective way to becoming magnetic to the life your soul desires. Welcome to the Divine Embodiment Podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, the self-love embodiment guide. I'm a certified master mindset, spirituality, and manifestation coach, as well as a tarot and human design reader. My goal is to inspire conscious women in business to come back home to who they truly are in order to create a life that fulfills them on a soul level, using human design, the gene keys, subconscious reprogramming, and other spiritual modalities. Are you ready to find, know, and love yourself again? If so, keep listening. Right. Welcome back to the Gene Keys and Human Design Gates Breakdown series. Right now, the sun is in gate 21. This is the gate of the hunter and huntress, or the gate of control. It's also known as the gate of self-regulation in quantum human design. And in the gene keys, the shadow is control, the gift is authority, and the city is valor. Now, this is in the astrological sign of Aries, and this gate is located in the heart center, linking the heart to the throat through gate 45, which creates the channel of the money line. All right, Quintina, what have you contemplated on this gate 21 so far?
When I was reading through this, a very clear visual came to my mind, and I get my downloads in pictures. So when source or whatever energy is connecting with me, it connects with me through pictures. So to describe this download to you, when I think about the hunter huntress energy, and I think about, you know, how contemplated their thought process is as they are going through their hunting adventure, they're really seeking, and they have a very specific mission. They're very like calculated. They kind of know the systems of the prey. They understand the movements of them. But the thing is, what they don't have control over is when the prey appears. And when you think about this gate, the gate of control, it's like you have control over your own movements, but the movements of the end goal are not in your control. And I think when you are out of alignment with what is the control of this gate, you are trying to control things externally that you don't have any control over. You don't know when the prey is coming. You know how to track them. You know how to make it happen. You know what to do. But the positioning of that prey, the prey has its own mission and its own timing for when it drops into your life. And it's your job to really be ready for that. So that's where you can keep your control. The moment that you try to control the prey is the moment that you're going to miss it. Because if you're trying to calculate these external situations, instead of focusing on what control you have, you're going to miss your mark. And when you think about this as the money line, I feel like the reason that they call this the money line is because, again, like the think of the prey as the end goal, the success, and think of the hunter or the huntress as the one that is you. You are coming from this perspective of doing the hunting, doing all of the things that will get you to that success, whatever that means for you, this prey. You controlling, or at least being in charge of leading the way to the success, is you being in alignment with this gate. And with the money line, money comes and goes, but how are you being open to receiving it? How are you planning and preparing yourself for the receptivity of your success, of your money, of your survival. You know, a lot of times we don't really realize how we've equated money to survival. And like when you think of it as like hunter and prey, money being the prey, the thing that you are seeking, the thing that you don't have control over when it comes, you being ready to receive it is what is going to prepare you through this gate and through the leadership and through this depiction of you being the hunter. And even in the Ray Vai Ching, it says that, you know, if this gate is not in control of the way they make a living, they will always be far from success. So again, it's not about controlling the external things. You can't force money to come to you, but you can prepare yourself to be ready for when it comes. Mm-hmm. And that's the big difference.
Yes. And this is such an Aries gate. Everything that you just said is just so Aries-like. It's like fire. It's like going out there and, you know, finding with passion, like what it is that you want to, you know, create or gather or hunt. And the fact that it's sitting in the heart, you know, the heart has the willpower to provide for the community or the tribe, or even for itself. And it's almost like if you cannot provide or you cannot control for this specific gate, then you feel like you have low self-value or low self-worth. And, you know, you kind of have to remember that your self-worth does not lie within whether or not you have control over your environment or the people around you. And that's what's very important for this gene key or this gate to understand. You know, the shadow can manifest as being submissive, where you give up all control over everything and you're just like, fuck it. You know, I'm just going to go with the flow of life and who cares what happens to me. I'm just going to submit to everything and everyone around me. Or it can show up as being super controlling, where you're a control freak. You have to have everything done exactly the way you want it to be done. Because if not, then you feel that you lose your sense of self-worth, success, or whatever it is that you're trying to create in your life.
Oh, that is so true. That's so true. Especially like with the external control, which you don't have. Think about, like, again, with like the hunter prey analogy, like you don't know the exact footsteps that the deer is going to take. You can, you know, make calculated predictions and you can control your path and how you walk in that hunt. But releasing yourself from knowing the path of the external is gonna really help you to elevate your frequency to even the gift and possibly even the city of this gate. And, you know, not the willpower in the heart center is really like, it's a motor center. It's pressure. It wants so badly to push and to manifest and to have the energy to do this. So if you're somebody with an undefined heart, you really have to be careful, especially if you have this gate, because you in your not self will potentially try to have the willpower and the energy to do things that you don't actually have the willpower and energy to do. Mm-hmm. And maybe not even just the energy, but also like the preparation. Like, have you prepared yourself for this endeavor? And if you haven't, you know, hunters don't just go out and, you know, like, okay, we're just going to take this path today. No, they really like think about the path that they're taking, the route that they're going to use, the tools that they're going to use. Like, they really plan all of this out, because again, this is about being prepared to receive, not controlling what you receive.
Right. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the gift is authority, where, just like you said, you've prepared, you've planned, you've taken the necessary action steps to be able to lead others and have that authority. And what it says in the Gene Keys is that when you are in your gift of authority, it's all about people being loyal to you because they trust you. It's not forced loyalty, where the control, the shadow is. Forced loyalty is created through fear, and it never lasts. People will not remain loyal to you if you make them loyal to you through fear, right? That's forced loyalty. Where you're in the gift of authority, that loyalty automatically comes to you through trust, because then your people trust you. They trust that you can provide the goods, the whatever it is that you've gone out and hunted, created, you know, in that aspect, you know. But yeah, they your people begin to follow you naturally. It's a natural leadership that occurs because you're coming directly from your heart in order to provide for the community. And they see that within you, and you no longer have to control. It's automatically given.
I love that. We definitely need more of that in this world,
right?
Leaders who lead with their heart and their thought out collective compassion.
Mm-hmm. And valor being the city in the highest frequency, it's explained or described as the new age of chivalry. What is chivalry? You know, it's like the coupling of love and power is the words that they used. I just love how poetic the Gene Keys book is. Another way that they described it here is the courage and love that must be found in the lower self in order to die into the unknown world of the higher self. So you have to almost kill that controlling aspect of yourself, you know, that egoic version of you that has to be in control. And then authority is when you could submit to having control, and it just comes naturally to you. It's ingrained into your heart. Chivalry lives within some of us. It's there. It just hasn't been activated yet, right?
Definitely. I feel like even just contemplating the visual that I received, mm-hmm. Really helps me to understand what we're moving into with this gate.
Yeah, definitely. And some things that could help you if you have this gate, some of the challenges or lessons that you might have would be to learn to let go, to become proficient at self-regulation, to release the need to control others and the circumstances in your life, and to trust in the divine and know that you are supported regardless.
I love it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for joining us again for the contemplation on the Human Design Gates and Gene Keys, and we will see you again next week. I just want to say that I am so grateful and I appreciate your presence here so much. My favorite place to be is on Instagram and TikTok at I Am Consciously Crystal, which is also linked in the show notes. While you're following, make sure to get your free human design chart at consciouslycrystal.com. This chart download allows you to save the page to your favorites for easy access, and you can also create a relationship chart by inputting another person's details at no cost to you at all. The link is also in the show notes. And if you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're tuning in from. I love you so much. And don't forget to do the things that bring you back home to you.